Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Chantel DeYoung. She is the Parliamentary Secretary for Affordability and Utilities, also the MLA for Chestermere Strathmore. I guess, first of all, Chantel, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
All right, the main thing we're going to talk about right now is nuclear energy. The province has been doing a lot of engagement sessions the last little while on having nuclear energy be, I guess, part of the province's power grid, if you will. You had a session in Peace River a couple weeks ago, and you've had also a few others in some other spots around the province. What has kind of been the feedback from some of those sessions been like so far?
Yeah, thanks, Con. It's been great going into the Peace region and throughout northern Alberta to have this conversation with Albertans. And overall, we've heard really positive feedback. There's great interest from people across the province in this topic. And nuclear is new to Alberta. It's a new topic for most people. So really great to hear their questions and their interests. In Peace River at our town hall, we had a full house. There was a really great community engagement. And we even had some parents who brought their teenagers because they believed it was important that youth and the younger generation be part of this conversation as well. So really great to see that level of interest.
Certainly one of the big, stories of the province the past little while is the fact that, you know, population is increasing, and certainly there have been concerns over the past few years or so about the kind of stresses on the power grid, especially if it gets really cold in the middle of winter. But certainly the population factor there, how much has that been kind of behind the why the province is looking at having nuclear energy become a thing here?
Our province's population growth is definitely part of why we're exploring nuclear energy. And, you know, we're poised to become the third largest province in the country. And as our province grows, so too does demand for electricity. And we need to be able to power our province for generations to come, both for population growth as well as for industrial growth. And we're also just seeing electricity play a larger role in our everyday lives. As you mentioned, it's heating our homes through our winters. It's also powering our businesses. It's technology, the devices we use. All of that adds to increasing demand for energy. And that's why it's important to have this conversation about the future of Alberta's electricity mix.
And I know you've been working on some of this nuclear energy engagement stuff for the past little while or so. What are kind of some of the other, phases, kind of the next steps of the process that the government is going through with this engagement here?
I'm so honored to chair this panel, and it's just been an amazing experience to get to have this conversation with Albertans. And we're still holding our in-person town hall meetings and meeting directly with Indigenous communities. So there's going to be two more in-person town halls. We're going to be in Calgary at SAIT on February the 12th, and then we're going to be making a stop in Edmonton on February 17th. And so I really encourage your listeners, if they want to attend the town halls, to go to our website. If you Google Alberta Nuclear Engagement, it'll be the first link that pops up, and get the timing and the location details. Come to the town halls and be part of the conversation. And we've also got some really great resources on that website from the webinars that we held earlier this year and last year. And they're put together in a really great, accessible way if people are interested in learning more. So our panel's going to take all the feedback that we gather throughout this entire process, and we're going to put it together in a report with recommendations that will be delivered to the Minister of Affordability and Utilities by March 31st of this year.
And I know you were up here in the Peace region recently, and there has been the Energy Alberta has been having a proposal out there for actually having a nuclear power plant being built in the area. I guess, what are your thoughts, on the potential of having nuclear power right here in the Peace region?
I think it shows that there's strong momentum to help Alberta meet our growing energy needs, and that the potential for nuclear energy to be part of that solution is undeniable. And that's why it's really important to have this conversation now. This project shows that this is really the best time to engage with Albertans on nuclear energy and how together we can shape the path ahead.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we like to add a little personal question, show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we're very much in the middle of a winter right now. Certainly a few different areas of the province dealing with, you know, perhaps some snow and some cold temperatures. But some people like to get up to some interesting activities in the wintertime. What about you? What are some of your go-to winter activities?
Well, I grew up hitting the slopes with my siblings and haven't been able to do much of that lately. I'm actually looking outside. We're experiencing a lovely Chinook here in Chestermere, and so very warm. Yesterday it was almost 20 degrees, which was wild. So we'll definitely be getting some fresh air outside as much as possible and meeting with constituents across my area here that I represent as we all enjoy the outdoors together.
Well, if we get some time to do that the next little bit. Chantel DeYoung, the Parliamentary Secretary for Affordability Utilities and the MLA for Chestermere Strathmore. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, Kyle.